It's time to enter Mr. B's neighborhood. Scott Bertelson brings you an interview with a North Iowa neighbor each second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Find this and other episodes of Mr. B's Neighborhood on our website, KIOW.com. Now here's Scott Bertelson, Mr. B.
Okay, it's time. What time is it? You know it's time for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Round of applause. I might be the only one applauding, but anyway, just when you thought it was safe to listen to the radio, guess who's back? That's right, it's Mr. B, and I am once again blessed with the presence of a great person from our wonderful North Iowa community. And her name is Sue Biro. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Scott.
She knows my name, see?
Yeah, that's what happens when your kids have you in school.
That's true. That's true. Now, Sue, tell me a little bit of your business here in town. Do a plug for yourself.
Well, I have the Forester Salon.
Yes.
I've been there for 38 years, almost 39 years. Owned it for 25, and over the years we have turned into a full service salon.
Oh my gosh.
So we do the whole family haircuts. We've got colors, manicures, pedicures, foot reflexology, have a tanning bed, a lot of things. You can get all done in one stop.
It's like a spa experience.
Yes, yes.
So. Oh my gosh. Your one-stop spa experience. Yes. Sue, you absolutely could not, as youthful as you look, you could not have been in operation for that many years. You must have started when you were five.
Sure. Right with Kathy.
Oh, Kathy.
Yes. Oh. I have three part-timers that work for me.
Oh, my God.
So I have Kathy, and she's been there for several years. And Lori Wenzel is there.
Yes.
So Kathy Minicky, for those of you not knowing the Kathy I'm talking about.
Yes.
And then we have Maddie Hasbrook that's there too.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm full time there, part time. We're open Monday through Saturday. Saturdays is only in the morning. After five it's by appointment only. Get those working people in there.
Absolutely. So anyway, with having this spa, and I'm sure there's other places in town that they can go and get their hair cut and whatever, but of course they should go to you. So what would you say would set you off as the place that they should go?
We offer more service.
There you go.
Definitely, because not every beauty shop does more than just cuts, colors, and perms. We've got the nails, the pedicures, a waxing.
Yes.
We have a tanning bed, only one in town as of right now.
Oh,
and I do foot reflexology. I've been certified in that for, 28 years.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? What is it?
Reflexology is a science.
Okay.
That deals with the principle that there are reflexes in the hands and feet that correspond to all your glands, organs, and parts of the body. It's a unique method of using your thumb and fingers to work these areas. And by working the feet, I work the feet, by working them in the entirety, they help to relieve stress and tension, help to improve blood and nerve supply, and just helps the body become in balance.
Wow. So, all that through your feet?
Yep. So that your body can take care of itself.
Okay.
So.
So if I would come to you and had a session, how long does it normally last then? How does that work?
I have you soak in a foot bath to start out with.
Okay.
And then I work your feet for anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Wow. Well, it sounds like it would be a wonderful experience.
See, you're going to have to stop it.
Well, you know, I do love pedicures too.
Oh, yeah. We do those too. Oh. Maddie and I both do those.
Do you? I don't want any waxing though.
No.
I'm
we mainly do ladies for the waxing, but we do have a few guys.
Well, that's fine. I if that's but but I no. Okay. Well, thank you, Sue. I appreciate knowing all that. So anyway, so with the business and enjoying that, have you thought about how much longer you'd like to do something like this?
When you love something, you keep doing
it. Isn't that true?
You know?
Yeah.
See?
That is true.
You just told me that you were teaching summer school.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yes.
Or you're probably substitute teaching because you love teaching.
I do.
I love doing hair. So it's just.
And there's something about Sue, don't you think, the relationship between a stylist and his or her client?
Oh, definitely.
You know, I mean.
We go through a lot. We've. We do first haircuts. We've done proms and weddings, and we've helped through people go through tough times. We've had some that have had cancer and helped them get that hair grown back out, you know, kind of talk them through it and encourage them that it'll come, stay positive. And,
Oh, my gosh. And those are all wonderful memories that you can always have. So that your day then can be so varied.
It's never the same.
Never.
Especially because I do pretty much all we offer.
Yes.
So, yeah, it can be, you know, cuts and colors, or it can be reflexology, or, you know, it just varies every day.
Well, that is a great reason why you probably want to continue doing something like that.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And we don't just service the people here in Forest City either. We've got some that come from
all over. I see what you're saying.
Lake Mills and Garner and Clear Lake, and I've had some come from Cedar Falls, and then we have our rally people.
Of course.
That come with the WIT rally.
Yes.
Grand National Rally.
Yes.
And we have from all over the states.
Oh, my gosh. So would you say your business really picks up during the rally time?
Not as much as it used to. Oh. When I first started there, it was a lot more shampoo sets that were coming to the rally. Now they're more getting their hair cut before they come so they can enjoy the 2 weeks here. But we might see them in for, you know, a pedicure or, you know, something to get them in out of the heat. They'll come in and and get pampered.
Sure. Absolutely. So. Oh, there's nothing like being pampered.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
So tell me, Sue, about the wash and set. How does that work? Do you think I should get a wash and set?
If you guys could only see his face.
You know, I
it's a
what is that, Sue?
It's for our older clientele that used to grow up with having rollers put in their hair, and they would shampoo it, put the rollers in, go a whole week, and then come back in to get it shampooed and set again and combed out. So we don't see as much of that as we used to when I first started there. It's a lot more of shampooing and blow drying and cut and goes.
So that's somewhat of a generational thing.
Yep.
I remember when I used to go to Kathy and she'd talk about her wash and set people. And I just found that interesting, so I had to bring that up.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. So, Sue, tell me about your family. Tell me about your husband, your wonderful children.
My husband works down at Hy-Vee. He worked at Bill's before then. He's been in the grocery business for 40 years. And is still there.
Wow.
And we have two boys. Andrew is married and lives over in Spirit Lake with his wife, Carly. And they have two kids, Braxton, who's 7, and Raylin, who is 4. And they come and visit quite often. And then we have Nate, who is 29 and living the dream in downtown Des Moines and running marathons and riding RAGBRAI and... Yep, teaching at Iowa State. And working for RDG, architect firm out of Des Moines.
Gosh, so diverse opportunities for your children.
Yeah, they are definitely in different directions. Andrew works in a factory, but he also has his fishing hobby that he likes to do, and so. Got that, I think, from his dad.
Ah.
And his grandpa.
Ah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, what are the joys of being, I guess I can't use the word grandmother. Nobody uses that term.
Oh, anymore. I am. I'm Grandma Sue.
Oh, you're the first one I've met.
Yes, I am Grandma Sue.
Okay. Because I've heard every other name under the sun. Which I don't care.
No, okay. I am Grandma Sue.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are the joys of that? Tell me about that.
Oh, it's just fun when they come and they stay over and they enjoy being there. And just their little quirks that they are so honest with. It's just, it's fun.
I bet it is. So. Yes, yes. Do you like vacation with them or go anywhere?
No, not too much. They come over on the weekends and we'll do different things around here. We've gone over there and, just... Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And do you get down to see Nate?
Not as much because Nate's on the go. Never... I don't know if he's ever home, but
probably not. Yes.
So, mm-hmm. but yeah, yes. No, he gets back here every once in a while, but mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I grew up in Buffalo Center, so that's not too far. So he has come home to see Grandpa and Grandma once in a while.
Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, how long have you lived in Forest City? May I ask?
I have been here for. I moved here in the fall of 84.
Okay. So? To work at the Forester?
I worked at the Forester from August to October and drove back and forth from Buffalo Center.
Oh.
And then moved down here and have lived here ever since.
Oh, my gosh. Where'd you go to school for cosmetology?
In Mason City at La James.
Sure.
Yep. Absolutely. Went through for 10 months and then went back and did my instructor's hours. Oh. And then... After I'd been here for several years, I started doing the studying for reflexology and got certified with that in 95.
I see. So, yeah. Do you have to do refresher courses for that or continuing
for everything. Yeah, for hair and for the reflexology to stay certified. So, go to classes, different ones. And
I see. Can you do those classes now, like online, as opposed to actually going to the location or...?
You can somewhat, but we prefer to go to the location. We've had to do some online because of all the COVID changing around of things.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I was going to ask you about, and that's not one of the questions I mentioned, Sue, but what impact did COVID have on your business? How long were you closed?
Oh, 8 weeks, eight very long weeks. And it was, you get to know your people. I mean, they're like family to me. And then to have them... not there, it was hard, and they're like, are you sure? And I'm like, nope, can't, state law, I cannot do it. And so I worked at Hy-Vee. I went and did part-time down at Hy-Vee, of course, some of my customers were down there shopping, and I'd say, hey, can I help you find something? And they'd look up, and they're like, oh, Sue, it's you! And so, So we kept in touch. I called some of my ladies because they live alone, and they needed to have, that's the family
exactly
that we've created
exactly yes so. I'm sure you do as I've alluded to earlier, you do create a family environment.
Mm-hmm.
You have conversations with your hairstylist, not like a bartender. I get that, but
well, we've been told that before though.
Well,
not that we serve drinks, sorry. No drinks. but we do get to know their family and when they're going through tough times and when they've gone through good things and
Wow, that's really
I told
great.
One of my guys that when he came in after his first one baby was born.
Yes.
I said, no baby pictures, and this was back before the smartphones. And he goes, no, I forgot that. And I said, okay. I said, I'll cut your hair this time, but next time you better be bringing a picture in so I can see this little one. And he laughed at me. He did. The next time he had a picture. Yes. So, we get to know their families pretty good.
Of course you do. But then the question comes up, too. What made you decide to do something like this? Was this a lifelong aspiration? Or
I was a freshman in high school when I decided it.
Works for me.
Just knew.
Yeah.
Never dreamt when I started at the Forester that I would be asked to buy it, but it's been a really good fit.
Yes.
Enjoyed it.
Sue, is there a major difference between being an employee and, I guess I already know the answer to this, but being the owner?
There is a slight one, but, you know, we're, I call it my Forster family. So okay. we're pretty close-knit. And
okay.
I like input from my girls that work for me, and sometimes we have struck some good ideas, and other times it's like, well, we'll think on that one.
So you have a, it sounds like a great full-time gig, and you really, really enjoy what you do, and your children are doing well, and you keep your husband employed, that, which I'm sure you enjoy.
Yes.
But what do you like to do for hobbies and interests?
I scrapbook. Over the years, I've taken many pictures of family, and so my scrapbook is my love. I've done some sewing, and I bowl.
Okay, well, of course, that can be a great hobby.
Yeah, so I get out, talk to different people than what I do during the day, and kind of can unwind.
Yes. Now, are you on a league then, as they say?
Okay, yeah. Okay. I bowl both Monday night and Thursday nights out here at the Super Bowl. Wonderful that we have that in our community.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a plus to small town living when you have those things close at hand.
Yeah, absolutely. So. The scrapbooking. So you are into the scrapbooking with all the
paper and the paper scissors and the cutting and the
not
digital.
Not your Shutterfly.
No. I do the I order my pictures through them.
Oh yeah.
But
okay.
I like the creative side of it. Mm. But I've also done cakes for 40 some years, so
okay.
It's, you know, got to stay in that creative realm somehow.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm guessing you do quite a bit of that creativity right there at the shop every day.
Yep.
You know, I can't. The whole idea, Sue, of somebody telling you they want their hair done a certain way and you just automatically know how to do it.
Years of experience.
Okay.
Some of the new ones that we've had start over the years have had a hard time grasping that concept, but it's communication. Yes. You have to communicate with your client to see what they're wanting and what they are saying to you and to say it back to them so that they know you know what they're wanting.
Wow. So I'm guessing you get a much, my take on it then, Sue, would you would have a much better experience with you and your beauty salon if, than going like to a Great Clips or something where they don't know you at all.
I think that in a small town you get to know your stylist more, and the big towns you know them a little bit, but not that much. You're in, you get it cut, you get out, you know, type thing. Where with us, it's sometimes that's the only outing for some of our people, the older people that come in for cuts and styles and that. It's the only people they touch during.
I never thought of it that way. I'm sure that's true.
Yeah. And that was probably the hardest thing during COVID was that that they were homebound because of everything. And so I, like I said, I had called quite a few of ours just to touch base with them and see. And then when we opened back up, I found out what 12-hour days were like.
I'm sure you did.
Lots of 12-hour days, catching people up that had been in need while we were shut down. And
absolutely, yes.
Finding out how many appreciated us because of trying to cut their hair at home.
Yes. So. And you absolutely could not do any kind of...
None. During shutdown, besides...
You'd be fine, big time, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Or shut down.
Or shut down permanently.
Permanently, yep. No, we... I worked at the, like I said, down at the grocery store.
Right.
And then I was in the shop. We did painting and renovating different things and deep cleaning and revamping.
Sure.
And
sure. Good time to do that.
It was a really good time.
Well, Sue, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I think you're going back to work.
I am.
Or maybe I shouldn't call it work. Should we call it play?
Well, yeah, you probably could.
But, Sue, I do want you to tell your audience again your address of your business and your hours again.
Well, I'm at the Forester Salon at 137 East J Street in Four City. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, we open at 9. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we open at 8. On Saturdays, we're done at noon. But during the week, the evenings vary depending on, because of trying to help our working people get in. Mm-hmm. So
there you have it, folks. You're all in one place, beauty oasis.
There you go. Well, thanks for having me.
Well,
Scott,
you are welcome, Sue, and I'm glad that you took time out of your schedule, because I just think that you have a wonderful salon.
Thank you.
And I think you have a wonderful service to the Four City and surrounding community. As you have said, people come from...
Now you're going to need to come in to get some reflexology
done. Sue?
And then you'll understand it better.
Do you think I'll walk out a new person?
Yeah, sure. You will just float right to the front door. I'll have you so relaxed.
Oh, I do like that.
Oh, see? Right.
Well, there you heard it, folks. I better call Sue and make an appointment for reflexology. Did I say it correctly?
Yep.
Yes, I did. Okay. So anyway, well, folks, it's been a grand time. Once again, you can see that we have just wonderful, wonderful people here in the North Iowa area, and they all have a story to tell. So the next time you need to beautify yourself, you call Sue at the Forester Salon, and you make an appointment, and you will walk out a living work of art. All right. Thank you, Sue, and thank you, my happy friends. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You've just heard another installment of Mr. B's Neighborhood. Tune in to KIOW Mix 107.3 every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Missed a show or want to re-listen to one? Find episodes in podcast form at KIOW.com. It's located on the right-hand side of the homepage. Mr. B's Neighborhood, available at KIOW.com.